a disgraced congressman best known for opposing GOP border security measures gets a nod of approval from a Republican presidential candidate. It's Thursday, April 6, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
The Texas Senate has passed legislation banning drag shows that target children, and they're prohibiting public libraries from hosting drag queen story hours. We'll get to that coming up, but first. Throughout the day today, members of the Texas House will have an opportunity to take their shot at shaping the state's biennial budget. You can watch the House budget debate in real time by downloading the free Texas Scorecard app on your Roku or Apple TV. Things will start in earnest around 10 a.m. and then probably continue well into the evening. Talk about teachers behaving badly. An 8th grade science teacher is facing felony charges of human smuggling after he was caught driving illegal aliens from the Texas-Mexico border toward Houston. Law enforcement authorities in Kinney County stopped a car driven by Brandon Alexis Garcia in a hotspot for human smuggling. Inside the car, deputies allege they found 4 illegal aliens, including 2 young women. Garcia is employed as a public school teacher in Houston. He'll be facing 4 federal charges of felony smuggling. Meanwhile, a 38-year-old teacher in Dallas named Quasim Frazier has been arrested for allegedly carrying on what's euphemistically called an improper relationship with a student. That charge is a second-degree felony. Frazier's a teacher at Bryan Adams High School, and parents say they haven't heard anything about the situation from the school district. By way of update, last week we reported that Dr. Eric Hansen of Palestine had his medical license removed by the Texas Medical Board because he defied Governor Greg Abbott's mask mandate back in 2020. He promised to sue the board over that action. After public outrage for the TMB's decision, Dr. Hansen's medical license has now been restored. If Governor Greg Abbott's appointees to the TMB thought they were going to escape a lawsuit and Hansen would just go away quietly, they were wrong. Hansen's lawyer says the doctor's going to keep fighting this, and I'm quoting here, outrageous tyranny. To which I can only add, good. The best medicine against tyranny is fighting. The Texas Minute will be right back.
The media has an agenda, and having seen behind the curtain, I can tell you it's not what's in your best interests. That's why I started the Salcedo Storm podcast every weekday. Real talk for real Texans, the Salcedo Storm podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
A Texas judge hearing cases from Operation Lone Star is frustrated with the willy-nilly handling of legal paperwork. Operation Lone Star, of course, is Texas's ongoing multi-billion dollar border security effort to intercept illegal aliens and charge them with criminal trespassing. However, there have been significant challenges in court cases involving these defendants, not to do with the law or the state, exactly, but because of apparent mismanagement by the public defenders representing the criminal defendants. A judge has had enough, telling the Lubbock Public Defender's Office, which has a statewide contract to represent the indigent illegal aliens, that they need to get their act together and follow the rules of the Texas judiciary. Remember, your tax dollars are paying for them to mismanage these cases. On Wednesday, the Texas Senate approved a ban on drag shows targeting children. Under the proposal, the Texas Attorney General would be authorized to sue any business or entity that violates the law. Senate Bill 12 by Republican State Senator Brian Hughes of Mineola is a legislative priority of Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick and the Republican Party of Texas. It was adopted by a vote of 20-11. For all the left-wingers defending these grotesque drag shows, no one's explained why these performers feel the compulsion to dance provocatively in front of children. It'd be nice to get some answers to that. Well, the Senate also approved legislation prohibiting drag queen story hour programs from taking place at public libraries receiving state funds. Both measures face an uncertain future in the Texas House, where that chamber's Republican leadership has seemed reticent to advance Republican-driven initiatives. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Aaron Anderson, Katie Marshall, Sydney Henry, and Brandon Waltons. The Texas Minute was produced today by Luke Marshall in the 1836 Studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.